Questions and Answers. Observing the Sabbath Commandment. Question. I have just discovered that the weekly Sabbath begins at sunset on Friday and ends at sunset on Saturday, as the Bible says. What should I do to keep it holy, as we are commanded in Exodus 20, verse 8? Answer. Some mistakenly think of the Sabbath as a time when God oppresses us by forbidding our doing what we want. But it is actually a time He created for mankind, giving us relief from the week's stress and focusing our attention on the One who made that day and set it apart for His holy purpose. We read in Mark 2, verse 27 through 28, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath." Why do we keep the Sabbath? It is one of the Ten Commandments which God gave and which Christ Himself observed and taught His followers to observe. Matthew 19, verse 17. We read, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. Each Sabbath we turn away from our labor and from frivolous activities such as watching sports or taking in entertainment on the television or the internet that draws our attention away from God and His plan for us. This frees our time to read Scripture, pray, and meditate on the things of God. On the Sabbath, we are to focus on learning about God and worshiping Him. Those who live within a reasonable traveling distance of a group of true Christian believers should come together in worship and fellowship. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. We read this in Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. Christ explained that we are to do good on the Sabbath, Matthew 12, 12. A person who saves an endangered life on the Sabbath is not violating it. Christ healed the sick on the Sabbath, for which the Pharisees plotted to destroy Him, in verses 13 and 14 of Matthew 12. However, Christians must examine their consciences to be sure they do not misuse Christ's command. It is proper for a Christian to save a life on the Sabbath, but it is not proper to earn money on the Sabbath by doing one's regular business with the excuse of helping people. When we keep God's true seventh-day Sabbath properly, He blesses us richly. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. Isaiah 58, verses 13 through 14. God's Sabbath are a time of joy and of physical and spiritual refreshing. We read in Psalm 42, verse 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast." To learn more about the meaning and observance of the seventh-day Sabbath, please request a free copy of our booklets, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath?, and The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. You can write to the regional office nearest you, or go online to tomorrowsworld.org. And as always, all of our booklets are available totally free of charge, and, at your special request, available on audio CD.